بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Faith through action. Sunday, the 5th of Ramadan, 1394, the 22nd of September, 1974. In any case, it is over the course of many long years that the enemies have been working on the minds of the Muslims so that they say that Islam is not action. Faith requires no work. As long as there is love and faith and belief in your heart, there is nothing else you need to do. You don't need to move, to strive, to have an effect. It is years that they have been trying to convince of this. But what does the Quran say? It says loud and clear that they do not have faith. The Quran, Surah 24, verse 47. Those people who do not do what these verses describe, which we will continue to discuss tomorrow as well, are not believers. The faithful are those people who are with you, those people who are surrounded by Allah's grace, brotherhood, and submission, who are striving in the way of Allah in a way that befits their beliefs. They strive, they take action. This is the logic of the Quran. O you who have faith, bow down and prostrate yourselves and worship your Lord and do good, so that you may be felicitous. The Quran, Surah 22, verse 77.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
If you do these actions, you will be successful, happy, and saved. But if you had faith without bowing, prostrating, worshipping Allah, or doing good, then will you be successful and happy? You can clearly see what the answer is. And strive for the sake of Allah, a striving that is worthy of Him. He has chosen you. The Quran, Surah 22, verse 78. It is He who has chosen you, O community of Islam. What does it mean when the Quran says He has chosen you? Does it mean you have been set aside like precious pearls, that you are cut from different cloth? They sin, they err, they disobey our commands, and paradise has their name on it? This is what the Jews claimed at the time of the Prophet. They made the same mistake. Every Muslim has the same mistaken idea in their head. The Quran responds to the Jews who believed themselves to be God's chosen and beloved, or in fact the sons of God, by delivering a very sharp rebuke. It says that the chosen and beloved of God are those who obey His commands. Yes, O children of Israel, we chose you. God chose the nation of Islam, but before Islam He chose the Israelites. But both acts of choosing are one and the same. In other words, God chose the people best prepared for His most important mission.
You